Good morning. It's 9 o'clock in Barbados and across the Eastern Caribbean. Friday, January 9th, 2026. The next 15 minutes, this segment is brought to you with the kind compliments of Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two brands, one vision. We can clean it for you. Call 283-2959.
Babes, wake up now. I smell something outside. Grease Trap Man does only do grease traps.
Nah, trouble not your heart, my love. Don't forget, the sister company is Septic Solutions, so they do more than that.
Wait, you mean them does do everything?
Girl, they're on top of everything. Cleaning and pumping wells. And don't forget, cleaning septic tanks too. Squeaky clean,
man. I hear you.
And if the manhole block up with feces, they can clean that too. They have these cameras that just look through the line, just peek through and see if everything clean and clear, along with a technique called hydrojetting, so that everything could be brand new. Let's go back to sleep and call them in the morning.
Yes. Mwah, mwah. I love you. You always got the right solutions, my sweet doo-doo.
Call 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two companies, one vision.
And I want to say welcome to the studio to Mr. Romano Blenman. Good morning to you. Good to have you.
Good morning, Carol. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, Barbados.
Happy
Thank
New
you for
Year.
Having me.
Of course. Let's talk about Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man, because it's two brands, one vision. So I want you to separate these brands. Tell me what you do and then bring them together for me.
No problem. So Septic Solution primarily due to septic issues. So digging of wells, cleaning of wells.
Digging them as well?
Yes.
Okay.
And also the cleaning of your septic systems, manholes and chokes. Grease Trap Man was created as a brand for clarity, right? So we did a lot of charity work, different events and stuff like that. And but primarily it was just for grease traps. So what happened over the years is that trying to keep them separated didn't really work. People say, I don't want a grease trap man, I want a septic man. You know, it's like, okay, we already septic man, we already grease man. So then we just pull it all together. So that's the story pretty much in a nutshell. But Septic Solution, this is a mother company. Grease Trap Man is pretty affiliate of them and a brand.
Okay, so let's talk about the because when you're talking about digging wells, oftentimes you think about new constructions and things like that, but sometimes, you know, somebody has to, a really old well, somebody might have to dig. Let's talk about that and getting you involved. How do we get to you and the advice that you would give and things like that?
Okay, right. So generally in Barbados, you have to have a well. Right. Mm-hmm. And over the years, EPD and Environmental Protection Department and Ministry of Health would have implemented that we have to have septic tanks. So any new property or any modification of properties, we've been to many properties like that where people just did an extension in their home and they didn't have a septic tank. And then it was like, to get approval, you have to put it in now. So that was a bit of a bummer. So that's one of the things that happened. But generally now, every house have to have a septic tank. Mm-hmm. And because there's a change of the zoning, as we all know, the zones are changing, which I fully don't understand how that's going to work. I think that's Stone Country Planning. All those are still in the works of where those zones are, what's the new zones. So basically then, the requirements, I believe, as I said, will be the same, which is you have to have a septic tank and a well. So generally, if you have a well that is working or not working, that's where we come in. We then pump the well, because people, you see a pump truck on the road, that's pretty just taking the water off the well, but it's a temporary fix. Once that well is full, it has failed. So anything, Carol, you have a well problem at home, it's not going to go away. It's like something that you have, you need to have surgery, and you just put it back. You can put the date back, but it's going to fall back again. So all that happens is when you pump a well, you just take the water off. Say it's 2,000 gallons of water in that well. When you use 2,000 gallons again, it's just going to fall back up because it's not working anymore. The drainage field has pretty much stopped working. What we call the suck. You know, be agents to the suck in the well. Once that's blocked, that's it for your well. It's not functioning.
So I got a new one?
You got to dig a new one. So, or we can actually clean it for you. And that's a different process when guys go into the well and that kind of stuff. We clean it out and then we can dig it deeper, which is called a clean and sink. But sometimes, in some cases, it's always best to dig a new one. And that's what happens. So all of that, you can call us and we can explain if you have any questions in regards to.
All right, Romano, you're the septic man. Let's talk about maintenance now. Yeah. Your homes. I don't really think of my wells. I don't think of it. I'm like, well, you seem to be working well, so I'll leave you alone. All is well. But that's not necessarily the case.
No. just because you flush it, it's not gone forever. People say, out of sight, out of mind.
Of course.
That doesn't work with septic. You're going to have for one day to check it. And our advice is always to do inspections, to have it checked so you know. We've seen an increase in that since we've been on the radio. People have been calling, we just check it. Well, it's fine, that's fine. You know that it's fine. Because you can plan for it. Because this is not a $200 something when you talk about digging a new well. This is a planned event, right? The whole family have to be involved. Everybody have to put their budgets in place to make sure a new well. So you want to do is avoid that one by cleaning your grease trap. Because that stops the grease from causing your well to be damaged. But generally, if you're talking about septic systems, wells are generally good for very long periods of time. 10 to 20 years, you should didn't have those problems. Sometimes you have problems with wells quicker because sometimes there's a hard rock cap, maybe the suck is not strong enough, you know, so people can have a problem like 5 to 7 years or whatever, sometimes very early on. But generally wells last long. It's a septic tank that you really want to pay attention to, because the septic tank is keeping all the paper, sanitary napkins. We don't have diapers now. We still go to a well, do you find diapers? Like, how long ago this diaper was in here? Because we don't use diapers as much now. But the septic tank captures all the solids, and then the water just drains off into the well. So that's the one that you want to pretty much clean. And we want to encourage people that if your septic tank have not been cleaned in 3 to 5 years, because that's your proper maintenance, it could be in danger. Because what happened, what we found, is that there are different materials. There are plastic septic tanks, there are fiberglass septic tanks, there's concrete ones, so there are even steel ones. There are all kind of things, people making all kind of things, and all of them break down over time, and sometimes they even collapse. So if you have a fiberglass tank and you're not cleaning it, the weight, it can just break in under pressure. We've had like 5 of those over the last couple of years where you have to dig up the whole area and put a whole septic tank in. So it's pretty serious. And as well with concrete ones. My concrete one leaked after probably about 20 years. The house is about, you know, is it old? That property is about 20 years old, and the septic tank was leaking. And what happened at Carl, I actually went outside, stepped down, and my feet fell in the concrete 2 feet down. Could the leaking cause the water underneath the concrete, the area? Yeah. So literally it sank down. So this, it can get, because if it's leaking under, you don't know. So that's where you get a sinkhole from. So pretty much that can happen too. So basically you want to be checking around in your property. If you're seeing any moisture, if you're seeing any green grass that's growing up, you know, you want to be able to.
Close to.
Close to the septic system. Mm-hmm. It's not washing, well, because it's washing machine water. I was going to say it's not sweet water, but basically you know that something is wrong. Just don't leave it. Just don't walk through it. You have pets, you have your grandkids, your children, they will get sick. Then,
I don't think I've ever had such fantastic information filled with trauma at the same time.
I'm sorry. I'm unhappy.
It's amazing information, but I'm traumatized because I'm thinking, wait a minute. I think I've ever had mine checked. All right, grease trap man. I think, wow. Okay. So if people want to reach out to you, as you said, for maintenance, just to come, not necessarily for maintenance, an inspection, how does that work?
Okay. You simply give us a call and we'll schedule in. And there are different types. There's a standard inspection. We can just come and look around the property. Mm-hmm. And then we go into details in, you know, if you want stuff open up, where many times those things are sealed. So we have to bring our mason in, right? Part of our team, our all-rounder Kevlon, give him a shout out. And he'll come and then cut the covers open, because that's what normally happens. We generally seal it back and stuff like that. So all that information should be given in office so you can check, seal it back. Sometimes people have to get cover replacements, because we saw the incident with the young lady, the lady the other day with the collapsing into a well. This is a real thing that happens. And over time, the gases from the well cause that concrete to blow the steel inside of it. So then your well top could be weak. So when we go to take it up, the whole thing can collapse. We have that many times. And we're like, it's a good thing you call us to inspect, because if you have walk on this, you'll be gone. So that's how serious it is. Yes, it is serious, Carol. I'm so sorry, Carol, for traveling. I'm just speaking truth.
I'm seeing mine right now and I'm thinking, I'm just speaking truth
and let you know the facts, and that's what I'm here to do. So generally, that's what happened. We'll come and inspect, we open it up, we'll check the manholes, we can check the grease trap and do a full inspection. So the different levels. We can even send the cameras through, because if you have a lot of trees, the trees do get into the lanes. Yeah. We've had a property in Husbands one time. I've never seen it before, but I've seen it now, where the roots travel right through the whole system to upstairs. And they were living in the house. And it was like, The roots showed up in the shower upstairs. And when we pulled, we realized the whole network, the tree roots were traveling for years and filled the whole system. Wow. So they had to do quite a bit of digging, replumbing, digging out. It's serious. So these things could be avoided if you check it.
So many things to consider when it comes to your wells and septic tanks that we probably, the average person does not think about.
No, you
until,
don't. You don't.
Until
the grease trap man tells you about it.
Okay. So what about things like... I remember years ago it happened with my mom. She went out and noticed the spot and then realized there was a whole bunch of sewage. It got that bad. But people who will start to notice smells.
Yes.
You know, in Barbados, used to call it, the well just belching.
Yes. And that is true. It does do that. So it'll be pretty cool to see it if you know, anytime that a well guy is around, you see the bubbles. So the well does belch and that's the earth, clearing itself and you have those odors. But generally, is a very serious thing. Last time we were here last year, a lady called in and we were probably getting her on the line one time to talk how sick she got from septic system smells in her home. And just this morning we went to a job to replace a pipe and realized something very interesting happened. My son called me from the job site and I saw all the AC units for the building there right next to the well. And the well is not sealed properly. And I'm like, what's the story here? And he's like, somebody got really ill in the building. And I'm like, a lot more people will be ill in the building because the ACs are pulling the septic smell right from there. And that's going through the whole unit. So basically, smells are not to be played with because after a while, your nose is going to go dull on it. And that's when it becomes dangerous because when you smell it first, get it checked, right? Because once your nose lose that smell and only your friend coming over once, a couple of months, it's like, what's that smell? You know what I mean? Yeah. By then, you're already in trouble. And respiratory issues, for me being one that battled asthma, those smells will trigger. But after a while, then it doesn't affect you as much. But for people in buildings and homes and offices, you really want to be paying attention to any septic odors. Something we hear in schools and that kind of stuff, but you don't want to be playing with septic smells. After a while, you will have a lot of issues. And I'm not a medical doctor, but there are many respiratory issues that you can have. Apart from just contact with sewage and the water that we spoke of, the odors can really cause a lot of problems.
Wow. Okay. You need to reach out to Romano and his team. 283-2959. That's 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Have your wells checked. Look at some maintenance. Maybe you're picking up some odors and you've been ignoring it for a little while. Or like me, I haven't picked up any odors, nothing like that, but I just haven't had it checked. Now I want to ask you a question that can take you into a whole bunch of engineering. The effects of, the natural geography and movement, because I noticed something like the back step, there would be a crack that was never there and close to a crack that was never there. Mm-hmm. What kind of impact does that have on our wells and stuff like that? Just the natural movement of the earth.
Yes, it does. So these tremors that we don't feel, it does cause problems. We had an incident in Kingston one time. It was a tremor a few years back. Remember those little tremors? And every time that happens, something has shifted. That's the reality. Because of us, our limestone base in Barbados, there's a lot of holes. And sometimes what we call firm is not really firm. Mm. It's just a rock. So as we dig wells, we see it. So you'll have a massive rock, maybe about 10 feet. But then under that rock is mud. And then that's another 20 feet before you even get back to rock again. But you'll never know that. You just said my house on top of rock. But it is on a rock. But where is the rock? Got Cave Hill. You got so all the structures around Barbados Islands like that. So there is a lot of instability. And what happens over time with these tremors is that once sometime the casing of the well shifted, you start to get cracks. This is a slow process, but it happens. Even one of my wells at home, we have two, is basically has a crack. So one day I have to destabilize that whole casing and redo the whole casing for a new well. So that does have an impact. So then the property around your home, your steps and stuff can move and that. And all of that as well comes from water. Like if your grease trap is leaking, right, then that footing can move as well. Sometimes your washing machine line coming out just there in the corner. It's the same thing to the lime tree and stuff like that. But if you have that around your home and it's a concrete home, the concrete is going to get water between. It's going to start to move. Because once the mud moves, it's going to move. And we have natural movement in rainy season and out as the soil moves with that crack in the mud. So all of that affects. So generally, yes, your well will affect your foundation and your property and your footing around your house.
What an absolutely interesting conversation. I can't believe I'm fascinated talking about wells and septic tanks, and we are out of time, Romano. So make sure you give them a call, 283-2959. That number again, 283-2959. Yes, there you go. That makes it easier.
283-2959. You can also visit us online at www.greasestrapman.com.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Babes, wake up now. I smell something outside. Grease Trap Man does only do grease traps.
Nah, trouble not your heart, my love. Don't forget, the sister company is Septic Solutions, so they do more than that.
Wait, you mean them does do everything?
Girl, they're on top of everything. Cleaning and pumping wells. And don't forget, cleaning septic tanks too. Squeaky clean,
I
man.
Hear you.
And if the manhole block up with feces, they can clean that too. They have these cameras that just look through the line, just peek through and see if everything clean and clear, along with a technique called hydrojetting, so that everything could be brand new. Let's go back to sleep and call them in the morning.
Yes. Mwah, mwah. I love you. You always got the right solutions, my sweet doo-doo.
Call 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two companies, one vision.